hospital waiting room, full of people all absorbed in their own personal catastrophes, all reading books like Being Mortal, all with the look in their eyes. And I remember still feeling like no one can understand. No, my devastation is unique, but people get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us watching from the side. And some people have to survive and find a way to feel lucky to still be alive, to sleep through the night. I wrote down all the details of how my house fell apart, how the person I loved got killed by a bad disease out of nowhere for no reason, and me living in the blast zone with our daughter and etc. I made these songs, and then the next thing I knew, I was standing in the dirt under the desert sky at night, outside Phoenix at a music festival that had paid to fly me in to play these death songs to a bunch of young people on drugs, standing in the dust next to an idling bus with Skrillex inside and the sound of subwoofers in the distance. I had stayed up till 3 talking to Wiseblood and Father John Misty about songwriting in the backstage bungalows, eating fruit and jumping on the bed like lost children, exploding across the earth in a self-indulgent, all-consuming wreck of ideas that blot out the stars. To be still alive felt so absurd. People get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us averting our eyes. Skrillex's tour bus waiting for the hotel shuttle in the middle of the night. I barely knew who I was. I looked up and saw Orion wielding a club and a shield. And there you were again, majestic. Dead wife. As my grief becomes calcified, frozen in stories and in these songs I keep singing, numbing it down, the unsingable real memories of you and the feral eruptions of sobbing. These waves hit less frequently. This merchandise. This is what my life feels like now, like I got abruptly dropped off on the side of the road in the middle of a long, horrible ride in a hot van. It was too full of confident, chattering dudes. sound of tires receding. Taking in the night air, I say,